Jasper, the president and chief executive officer of Parks Canada, says the out-of-control wildfire is still burning in the Jasper townsite despite what he says has been ongoing determined and courageous collective efforts of all partners involved. It is with heavy hearts that we report that this aggressive and fast-moving fire continues to burn in Jasper National Park, said Ron Hallman in a news release issued just after 12:40 p.m. Thursday, July 25. While we do not yet have specific details, we do know that multiple structures, including a number of businesses and homes, in and around the town of Jasper have been lost. The fast-moving blaze, fueled by high winds, breached the townsite from the south on Wednesday evening, leaving a path of destruction in its path. By early evening, it had destroyed Maline Lodge, residential homes and other properties, and had reached the grounds of the Fairmont Jasper Park Lodge. Hallman said structural firefighters remain in the Jasper townsite and are working to save as many buildings as possible and to protect critical infrastructure. He said additional structural protection firefighters are on their way to the National Park community. We know many residents and business owners will be anxious to hear about the status of their homes and businesses, he said. For safety reasons and to ensure first responders can do their work, we ask that people respect the area closure. Hallman said Woodland firefighters have relocated their command post and are continuing efforts to fight this aggressive fire. All available resources have been and continue to be used as we coordinate activities through the Canadian Interagency Forest Fire Center, CIFFC, he said. Hallman praised the work of emergency responders from Parks Canada, the town of Jasper and the province of Alberta who were able to safely evacuate the townsite. More than 20,000 residents and visitors fled on Monday evening and throughout Tuesday on short notice following an evacuation order when wildfires sparked up. Helicopters were used to fly stranded hikers and campers out the backcountry. We know this is an extremely challenging time for the community of Jasper, Albertans and Parks Canada team members, Hallman said. We wish to express condolences to all affected community members, their families, their friends, business operators and all those who love Jasper and Jasper National Park, he added. Many first responders, including Parks Canada Wildland firefighters, are members of the Jasper community. Your community is our community.